That must have been a great thrill.
Yeah, super. Yeah, obviously thought she had a good chance winning the Ribblesdale the way she did. We knew she was pretty good, and the race worked out super. Ground conditions stayed dry, the rain stayed away, which was a big help, but she's a very good filly.
And she had to battle. I mean, there were never easy group ones, but that was a particularly tough battle.
Yeah, she was very tough. Obviously, when Frankie came at me, I was a bit worried, but I knew she was only just doing enough in front, so she had plenty up her sleeve, and she really responded, yeah.
And the fact that she'd had a bit of a break, you know, the Ribblesdale some time ago might just have played to her favour today.
Well, she ran in Ireland, though, didn't she? She ran in the Irish Oaks on ground. That was too heavy for her. She's a light filly who really flicks her toe, so it'd be interesting to see how they campaign her now. Yeah.
Brilliant for you, though, when you got the call from Aidan and now you've delivered in style.
Yeah, it means a lot. It really does. I mean, you know, it's our major, one of our major powerhouses in racing, isn't it? And to win a Group 1 for them, it really does mean a lot, yeah.
And when you come, when you are in front and Frankie comes alongside you, do you realise it's not him, bearing in mind the sort of form he's in?
Yeah, exactly. When Frankie comes up to you with moments to run, you usually come out the wrong side of it, so it's nice to get one back.
Well, the smile means a lot to a lot of us. Well done, James.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Thanks, Mike.